The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of path to success inshallah. We have a very beautiful topic for you, but before we mention what the topic is inshallah, let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal meet together and shake hands with each other and recite salatul nabi, and the past and the future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallallahu. So my dear viewers, whenever you meet anyone or you meet your friends, recite salat upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Inshallah as well, we'll gain benefits from this, and also will be a means of remembering the Prophet sallallahu sallam. And inshallah, our topic today, alhamdulillah azawajal, is along these lines, inshallah azawajal. And the topic of today is the definition of friendship. So this is our topic today, the definition of friendship. Alhamdulillah, we have some unique muballigins, Iftihar bhai with us, Shahid bhai with us, and Harun bhai with us as well, inshallah azawajal. Our Harun bhai will, inshallah, read kalam. So inshallah azawajal, let's listen to a kalam and then we'll go on to our topic.
Sallallahu alayhi kaya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بولا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے No. نظر جب روز آئے انہور مدینے میں تمہیں آئے نظر جب روز آئے انہور مدینے میں بولا لو پھر مجھے عائشہ ہے بہرو بر مدینے میں پیام شوق لیتے جاؤ میرا قافلے والو پیام شوق لیتے جاؤ میرا قافلے والو سنا نادا ستان غم میری رو کر مدینے میں سنا نادا ستان غم میری رو کر مدینے میں بولا لو مجھے عائشہ ہے بہرو بر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانو پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانو پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں وہاں ایک سانس مل جائے یہی ہے زیست کا حاصل وہاں ایک سانس مل جائے یہی ہے زیست کا حاصل قسمت کا دھنی ہے جو گیا دم بر مدینے میں وہ قسمت کا دھنی ہے جو گیا دم بر مدینے میں بھولا لو مجھے عائشہ ہے بہرو بر مدینے میں نہ دولت دے نہ شہرت دے مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے میں تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے میں بولا لو پھر مجھے عائشہ ہے بہرو بر مدینے میں مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہے کہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے سرور مدینے میں کے رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے سرور
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam Amir Sunnat has written, alhamdulillah as well. You can listen to this kalam every day, at all times, alhamdulillah, and it still feels refreshing, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, and we pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that day comes that we also visit the blessed land of Madinatul Munawwara, inshaAllah. My dear viewers of Madinatul Munawwara, our topic today is the definition of a friend. How do we define a friend? If you ask someone, how would you call a person to be your friend? How would a friend be? And normally you'll find out is, especially if you ask a youngster today, you will say a friend is that who helps me financially, maybe, you know, he'll come with his car, he'll pick me up, he'll take me out, or we'll go have something to eat, or we'll go out there to enjoy ourselves, to someone to spend time of enjoyment, of laughter. And is this the definition of a friend? So this is our topic today, definition of a friend, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And inshallah we will ask our muballigheen how they define a friend. And to be honest with you, who we think as a friend normally, it could be that this is not what a true friend is. And inshallah we will learn from our muballighs today, inshallah, so regarding this, what is a true friend, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll start off with Shahid bhai today, because I know you guys, Tihar bhai, will know the definition of a friend, what the dictionary would say, but I want to start off with Shahid bhai. So Shahid bhai, obviously first explaining what's the definition of a friend, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Tihar bhai, first of all, many of us have friends, but definition of a friendship, let's take in two aspects first of all. Firstly, it's a voluntary relationship between two or more people, and that is relatively a long-lasting relationship between the two. And those tend to be concerned with the meetings of others' needs and interests, as well as satisfying their own desires. So as you mentioned, you know, people think, well, the person who gives me a lift or a person who can help me financially is that friend. But it's requiring each other's assistance in aspects. Friendship also frequently develops through shared experience in life with people. And they learn from one another's experience in life, and they benefit from one another. This is generally what friendship definition is. If you look at the Islamic aspect, Rabbi, it is to help one another in good deeds and do not help one another in mischief.
Allah.
True friendship is based upon the ethical and spiritual foundation.
Subhan.
Now, when we look at friendship, what kind of friendship are we referring to? Are we referring to those friends who are just to help us around while we're living up on this earth? Or are we concerned about those friends who will help us to prepare for the hereafter? Many of us see that many amongst us were with us, now they're under a heap of soil. And many people have certain type of friends who associate with them, go out, chill out, you know, whether it's birthday parties or whatever aspect is, they like to have good time. But the reality of friendship is the one who's going to save you from sins and the one who's going to help you to guide you for the betterment of the hereafter. We see that in society, friendship is given a very important role. Whether it's based on good deeds and relations or whether it's based on bad deeds, the company you keep can make a person or break a person. It can lead a person in both aspects. Remember, the real friendship is that which is based on good deeds. A friendship that is going to help you to prepare for your hereafter. A friendship that when you pass away and a family member of your pass away, they're there to do dua for you. This is the friendship which we actually need to be more concerned about and be attached to as well. This is the kind of friendship we need to help us for the hereafter. We see that time passes, many people were amongst us, they're gone today. What have they left behind? our wealth, our bank balance, our status, nothing goes with us. We have this status, we have this wealth while we're above earth. Once we're gone, everything remains. But the true friends are those who will come and visit you at your grave and continue to dua for you. That is a friendship which we need. If we just look at ourselves and our circle of friends, which we have, how many of those friends are those friends who we can confidently say that if I pass away, or if anything happens to a member of my family, my friends are there to read the Quran. My friends are there to do dua for me. My friends will be there to do certain good actions, pass the reward onto me as well. And we see that maybe very few people will fall into that category, that these are the kind of friends which they look for. Many people, they will look for friends who can benefit them whilst they're alive. Many people who think they can benefit from them by wealth, by status, or bureau backup if they're in trouble. Yes, if you're in bureau trouble, you have your friends to back you up. But had you not had that kind of friends in the first place, you probably wouldn't have got into trouble in the first place. So it works in both ways. We see many people, that people fall into the traps of committing crimes, people fall into the traps of doing things due to the circle of friends they have. And it's important that we realize the reality of friends, which is a friendship that is going to benefit us. Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawud Islami, we constantly are reminded of that, having certain friends who will help you rectify your namaz, rectify your ghusl, read the Quran with tajweed, attend the weekly ishtimas, read your five daily prayers, teach you everything. At least if you pass away at any stage, at least you are in that company who are those friends will continue to do dua for you. I remember you as well.
Mashallah.
These are the friends we need. Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further on these.
Mashallah. Dear viewers, mashallah, I've personally been to Shahid Bhai's office, and when people are in trouble, they come to Shahid Bhai for help. And alhamdulillah, along with helping them in their troubled times, he's always tried to guide them as well, always reminding them, look, you've made a mistake, now turn towards the deen, turn towards Allah, you turn towards goodness, you know. Alhamdulillah, this is what a friendship is really. It's helping the people as well. Alhamdulillah, helping people is also friendship. A friend is there, who's there to help. But helping them in goodness, reminding them of the akhirah, reminding them of the grave, reminding them on the day of judgment, what will be their state. This is real friendship. And also, sometimes you think that this is my friend, but on the day of judgment, the Holy Quran mentions this in Para 25 regarding friends. And it's mentioned that close friends will turn into enemies of one another on the day, except the pious. Talking about on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that close friends, those who are really close friends on the day of judgment, they will turn into enemies. They will be, you know, becoming enemies of each other and thinking, oh, he's led me astray, he's took me away from the deen, because of his company, I stopped doing good deeds. And they will be, you know, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's because of this person, you know, if I'm going to the fire of hell, he should be also. This will be the state on Yawm al-Qiyamah, talking about these people, that the friends, the people you keep as friends today, these people are going to help me, these people are supporting me. These are the brothers who are watching my back. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will turn into enemies. Allahu Akbar. So, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bani Channel, we really need to start thinking, who do we keep as friends, inshallah? We have Iftihar Bhai with us as well. Iftihar Bhai, you must have great experience of this as well. And also, being a teacher, you see this in a day-to-day life as well. The two friends and, you know, how a person comes into class and he's just a normal person, but the company he starts to sit with, you know, he starts to become like him as well.
Yeah, Abdul Hanan, but I was looking at all that because the title is Definition of Friendships. Definition of a friend, to make it easy, is the one that puts you on the path of piety.
SubhanAllah.
The one that puts you on the path of deen. He's done the biggest favor to you. He's done that favor which you indebted to him. So whoever's helped us come onto this path, that person is a true friend. Because he's liked for us what he liked for himself.
SubhanAllah.
And regarding the question that you asked is that, friendship is very confusing for some people. It's very blurred. Everybody thinks of a friend in a different, from a different point of view, from a different perspective. If you think of a child that's early years, like key stage one, young, your young children or niece and nephew, ask them what a friend is. That's why I went to school today, someone gave me a sweet. They're really good friends. They're my best friend. Now they're going a little bit, they got a little bit older, they reached key stage.
That sweet won't help then.
Then that sweet won't help now. Now you say, who's your friend? Yes, he let me play football in the playground. He's my friend now. We're friends. And they're probably holding each other's bags and they hugging each other. And we're best of friends. Then it moves on to leaving primary school, a small pond. Now you're going to high school. You got people from all over the area coming. Now friendship is, you're desperate for a friend. You want to fit into any circle and make sure somebody's there for you. You want a friend. You don't want to be walking to school alone, catching a bus alone, sitting in class alone. So you want friends for many reasons. So sometimes you overdo it. And when you overdo it, you're under peer pressure. They're looking at other people, trying to impress them when it's not your characteristic. You do things which are not normal to you. You're doing something that you are doing out of character just to fit in as a friend. And those people, they know that they're kind of pushing you, do this, then you become our friend. So we kind of end up doing that. Whether it's smoking, whether it's missing class, whether it's not doing the lessons, whether it's being a little bit loud in class, whether it's trying to get their attention, we end up doing it. And the people laughing, we think they are friends. And that's what normally happens to a lot of students. So during the most difficult time, one of the most difficult times to find a friend is in those teenage years. In those teenage years, they make or they break you. If you pick the right friend in those years, or you have the right company, it makes you into a better person. It could make you pass your exams. You sit next to somebody on the right table, he's studying, you think, I better study. You sit next to on the wrong table, and you end up failing. That's the difference. That's you right. End up going with that crowd that misses lessons. You're gone. You're not going
to... MashaAllah, I see you sitting next to Shai. So
this friendship, it develops. Now, as you get older, you reach college years, university years, school, you work years. Your concept, your thinking of friendships changing all the time. Who are my friends? Are they still with me? But the most difficult time that I was talking about is those teenage years. That you, sometimes what happens is you put your friends in front of your family. And what happens is youngsters come home and they say, my friends are my family. Why? Because they gave me a ride in a car on Eid day and they're my friends. They give me some money, so they're my friends. They are the ones that at night when I phone them, they're there for me. But the three things I mentioned, if it was to do with the ride, didn't your dad give you all these rides before? Well, if it was to do with they're there for me, was your mom there for you when you were in hospital? So if these are the things, then your parents are better friends. But we oversee them. And this is what happened to a young man. His father, he would give him simple food. He wasn't very wealthy. He would give him food and get him things. And this young man, he then thought to himself that, I want to go and see and make friends outside. He made some friends that were wealthy. They took him to a restaurant and they gave him the food. He became very happy. That, look, this food they've gave me, my father's only gave me dal roti for the whole week, and my friends burgers and everything, and lavish food and drinks, and they're treating me. My dad's never done that for me. Came home, start ignoring his dad. Dad was very wise. He thought, let's see how long your friends be there for you. Continued with his friends, not coming home, eating with them, etc. Friends who obviously had money. Now, one of the days, he had a falling out with his friend. That friend he had a falling out with, he was a lot bigger, wealth, he had status, everything. When he had that falling out with that friend, the friend, he punched him and he broke his teeth. Now, he broke his teeth and he went home to his dad. His dad said to him, son, you okay? How's your friends today? He said, dad, the dal roti you used to give me, that was brilliant. At least you didn't used to break my teeth. So sometimes we learn very harsh lessons from our friends. But the clever ones are that they select the right friends. Why? Because remember, you want the religion of your friend. So choose your friends very carefully. If your friends are those that bring you towards piety, they might not look like friends or fun people, but in reality, those are your true friends.
Tiharbhai, it's a very beautiful way you've taken this conversation, and also for the viewers of Bandhi, especially those who are parents. And when you're putting your child into school, first of all, sometimes, it's whatever school he gets placed, that's it. My child is there. A father really needs to be looking at these sort of things, that Where am I putting my son in? Which school am I putting? What sort of society is in there? What sort of people are in that school? What sort of, you know, is that school really one of them schools where people go and study, or everyone who walks out of that school is a gangster? You know, it just takes you to stand outside the school gates. For one day, you're able to realize the sort of people who are coming out of the school. And parents, sadly, don't even look into this. And they'll just place their child into a school. And when he spends them 5 years, 6 years in that friendship circle, in that environment, he becomes like what his friends are. And the parents worry and they think that, okay, what was it we did wrong? And this is something which we really need to ponder over as parents, those who are parents, those viewers who are listening. When you're putting your child into school, make sure, first of all, you actually look in what school you're putting your child into. Is he going to have the right environment there? Is he going to have the right society there? Is the right company there? The right people, are they going to be there for him? Or is he going to come out as a bad affected person who's starting to take drugs, smoke, alcohol, all these? And this is the starting stage, the secondary schools. So my dear viewers of Madhya Channel, it's very important that we look at this as well. I remember in school, there was one class, Iftikhar Bhai, that in that class, there was, you can say the whole class was full of smokers. And there was one young lad, and he was like being very brave. He walked into there and he said, look, these are my friends, but I'm not going to smoke. Right? So he just, you know, okay, maybe a few months went past, probably the first year went past. And then afterwards, as school finished, as he finished from school, he was one of the heaviest smokers amongst them. Right? All it was that company. And he was there, he would say, no, I don't like this bad smell, but because this is my company, this is my friends, I'm okay. But no, realizing he was going to get sucked into this.
This is one of the things that happens. You're thinking that I'm strong enough, I've got that willpower. But what happens is that company that you were around, eventually it just drag you down. Mm-hmm. Many people just said, I'm not drinking, but I'm just sitting with them. Mm-hmm. Eventually they become alcoholics. The smoking, and a similar story of somebody in school days used to say to me, his brother was in my school year, and used to say to me that, tell me if my brother's ever smoking, tell me, all right? He made that comment to me. And then after a number of years, I saw him smoking. I said, he used to say to me that if your brother's smoking, tell him, and then he will sort him out. What's happened to you? He said, I'm stressed out. I said, at the age of 15, 16, what stress have you got? You know, so the smoking, this peer pressure, it does take place. But going back to the other point that you mentioned regarding the parents picking the right school, one of the reports that was, the stats that was mentioned in studies is that those children, or those young men that end up in jails, failing in school, one of the main reasons is that the father is not actively involved in their life.
Mm.
The father is not actively involved in their life. When I looked at that stat,
Allah,
and then I looked at the youngsters on the street, I was to think to myself that if my dad would never allow me at 9 o'clock to be walking to the local paper shop. At 10 o'clock, I was this young man walking outside. Where's dad?
Mm.
How is his dad allowing him to sit around and drive around and speed around in a car? Where's dad? Would I allow my son to do that? I wouldn't allow him to go around the corner to the paper shop, even though he's 12, 13 years old now. Why? Because, you know, society is so bad outside. So how is the father allowing the child to do that? So that stat is stuck out. So now it's mentioned that Islam says, look, when they're young, give them time, play with them. Give them, because child has to a certain age, he enjoys playing. Then it stops. You see them playing with their cars and extra things like that. After that time, it stops.
Mm.
Then when they go to high school, they look for someone as a hero. They look for a role model. They look for somebody to inspire them. And unfortunately, because dad's not giving them time, because he's obviously good intentions, making money to run the household. But they needed somebody there.
Yeah.
So when he wanted to ask a question, he should have asked dad. Dad, should I do this or am I allowed to do this? You should have had that relationship with him where he can turn to you. But because he didn't turn to you, he turned to somebody that's totally hasn't got a clue with it. And he's going to say, don't worry, you can do this, no problem. So make your friendship with him in these years. And when he gets a little bit older, include him in the mashwari. So say, son, I'm going to buy a car. Which car shall I buy? As long as he doesn't say something that's expensive, then his mashwari is good. But now include him in your decision making. We don't do this. In the most important time for your son, your daughter, is the high school years. Dad should be there. Okay, reduce a few hours at work. He doesn't just need the money, he needs your time. Why are we saying this? Because from your experience, mashallah, you traveled on what you're traveling on Madani Kafala, mashallah, for that's why we didn't see Madan Hanan Bhai. He's been on 12 Madani Kafala. And he's got more experience than me dealing with people, what their background is, traveling, learning from them. And from the experiences we learn, they say, my son was brilliant. All of a sudden it's changed. It's not all of a sudden. It's because you didn't give him time. Dad didn't give him time. Dad's coming at 8 o'clock. Mom's taking him madrasa, bringing him back. He needs dad in his life. And those people, it's a high stat. It's a high stat. Those that fail in society, they don't have a father figure in their life. Look how beautiful Islam is. Islam links you with your dad. Your dad's name is with you. You feel proud. This is my name and this is my dad's name. So your name, Bin Ibn, this is the beauty of Islam. That Islam is linking you with your father. On the day of judgment, you're going to be called by with your father's name. When you recite Durood Sharif, your name is presented and your father's name is presented. Look how Islam is linking you with your child, the child with the father. So he has identity, he has status. He has that in the community, he knows that's my dad. We're all sitting on this panel today. Yourself, Shahid Bhai, Harun Bhai. Someone asks you, about, you're going to say, my dad's the best. No one's going to say, my dad's not as good, your dad's better. No one says that. Everybody says, my dad's the best. So your child is seeing you as dad, seeing you as the best. Friendship doesn't mean from outside. Make him your friend. Give him time, go with him. Even if you can't play football, pretend, just dive in goal and do so, help him with anything he wants. Say, son, I'm there for you. Now, because he doesn't see you, he can't get your time, he then finds others. And when he finds others, they won't care for your son like you care for him. And then they'll take advantage of him in ways which we can't even mention, that what things are taking place outside. So be careful, keep an eye on your son. Schools, where you're taking him, where he goes, these are all important factors. The friends that he's got, and now it's even more difficult because we're going to mention another dimension which becomes even more difficult, is something that you've got in your hand, a phone, that the friends, they come into the house and they're not in the house. So now it makes it even more difficult. Before, you say, dad is my friend, he's at the door, can he come in? Dad looks at him, he gives him a look over, a scan, checks him. Yes, come in. Now your friend's entering the house, it's not in the house. So your son's in the bedroom, he's got 5-10 friends on the phone with him, on the social, so it makes it even more difficult. So it is a difficult thing, but inshallah, Azabaji, we'll try to elaborate more as we go along.
Mashallah, dear viewers, inshallah, we're talking about definition of friendship. Ji Harun Bhai, our topic today, we're talking about the definition of friendship.
Ji Harun Bhai, I want to start with saying that friends and friendship as a concept themselves have become a weird thing. You know, the word friend, I feel like it's thrown about a lot nowadays, like it's been touched before as well, that so-and-so is my friend, so is my friend. And in a lot of cases, these people that they're referring to aren't actually friends. They're more like acquaintances or associates, people, you know, who they meet maybe every so often, or people they know through, you know, a mutual friend or, you know, some sort of other mutual field. You know, when you talk about friendship and what a good friend should be like, the first thing, I think one very defining factor of a friend is it's someone who doesn't have any sort of, you know how to say, lalach or matlab from yourself.
Allah.
It's someone who's detached from any sort of worldly mean. So for example, if I'm your friend, it's not that I'm only your friend because you've got a network of you know, people that you know,
or
that
a lot of money,
a lot of wealth,
backup,
or you know, other sort of things that I could benefit of. If, for example, I'm your friend, regardless of all those things, that's what actually a friend is defined of, and what actual friendship I think is standing for. A lot of the time, you will find that when certain things break off, when certain things are lost, whether it's status, wealth, and other things, people start to move away from you. People don't want to see you as much. And it may not be instant. Mm. If someone sees you a few times a week, for example, they may listen to you once a week and then slowly, gradually, just drift away. Or they're not talking to you as passionately, as enthusiastic. And you feel these things with time. And nowadays, the youngsters, they may not see this through people. But as you grow, as you experience life, as you meet people, and as you just see the world generally, you pick up on these things. And you realize and you see within the tone of people, within the characteristics, these things showing up. you know, unfortunately, the way the things are going, this trait is very common. You'd find this in youngsters and elders, even I would say to the extent of family members. Sometimes, you know, a certain cousin or a certain uncle is extra nice to you because he may feel like, you know, you can help him out in a certain way, etc. But as soon as that mean is over or that favor is done, etc., you know, they're nowhere to be seen, or, you know, that connection that was seemingly there is no longer there.
Only simply explaining, I've seen that, that, you know, someone is coming in a nice car and you're jumping in and you're driving and you're sitting around with him and you're cruising around, whatever, you're spending time. And then all of a sudden he loses that wealth, or the car's had a crash, he loses out, everything is gone. Now that man's on foot. Now you don't want to probably be in that same company no more. Why? Because he's on foot like you now. You want to be sitting with someone who's got a car, who's driving something nice, who will take you out. Yeah. And, you know, this is, it's a reality. It's happening.
Definitely.
And it's amongst friends, amongst family also.
Yeah.
You know, if one of your family members asks you for some money and you're giving him, you're borrowing him money, it's fine. And as soon as the day you'll say, no, I'm sorry, I've got nothing. It's like, what do you mean you got nothing? And that's it, it's all finished.
Yep. And you even find in like friend circles of school, as college, as upon as well, is that sometimes you see people, they're more inclined towards that group of people who are known to be, the well-known guys in college or school, or the guys who have reputation, status. So, you know, back in the days, it used to be clans and gangs. And people would want to get closer to these people because apparently they have status and they have a name and, you know, they're well known, etc. And unfortunately, that was the measure, and to some extent now as well, is the measure of good friendship. You know, someone who has high status, has, you know, a lot of money, wears good clothes, has a nice car, has a name for himself. But on the flip side, if we look at what our religion tells us and how our religion defines a good friend, it's a total opposite. And I was reading somewhere that a righteous friend is firstly a righteous person.
Allah.
You can't have a good friend who's not a good Muslim or a good person. How can that be? How can the two go together? And it's someone who's obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he adheres to the teachings of the religion. If you have a friend and you find him to be a good person, but then you see that he's missing his prayers here and there, when you ask him about zakat, he's not too well aware. You see him talking disrespectfully to his parents and, you know, involving himself in things that he shouldn't be involved in. Then you need to question whether you have a good friend or not. Many times if someone asks you, you know, how is such and such person? And most of the time you want to say that, you know, I have a good friend of, a good circle of friends. My so-and-so friend is good as well. But if you to really do like an analysis almost of each friend, and actually see how good they are in terms of their characteristics and in terms of their affairs. Because you have to remember one thing as well is, many friends, the way they are at...
In front of you, yeah.
They're not the same with their spouses, with their family, with their parents. And it's almost like a double profile. When they're with you, they're nice and bubbly, they're talking, they're laughing, you know, they're happy. But, you know, sometimes you happen to catch them on the phone, or just meeting or coming out of the house, going in, and you see them, you know, the character almost just changes. And it seems like it's a different person. And that's when the cause of concern starts.
If he's happening there, it can also happen with you as well. So if he's taking out with his family, it can also take out with
of
you.
Of course.
Well. Yes.
So that's a very important point to keep in mind, that a righteous friend is firstly a righteous person. And then it's someone who is hastening to do good. Someone who reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're with him. If you have a friend and you're with him for a few hours and not once during that few hours does he remember namaz, does he bring him anything to do with the betterment of the deen, etc. Again, these are all sort of alerts and things that you need to question upon yourself as well. That is this a friend worth having? Because nowadays, especially, you know, when children are really young, you know, parents ask, oh, how many friends do you have at school? You know, what's your friends' names? And they're really sort of keen for their children to go and make friends. And that's where it starts. At a very young age, you know, when children see sort of similar interests between one another and they start to play together, they start to hang about, and then from there it blossoms. But like Thakabat Ashbrook as well, that you have many friends maybe at the start of secondary school. And you can say, oh, I've got this many friends, But then when you leave secondary school, you know, a few years later, how many of those that you started with are still your friends?
You'll never see them again in life.
Would you even know of them at the end of those 5 years at school? So, you know, when it comes to friendship, be picky. Because again, these are friends sometimes that you may know for years and years. You don't want someone who will leave a stain on your character, who will leave you with bad habits and traits that you don't want as a good Muslim. So these are things that we should keep in mind, inshallah. And there's many ahadith that have been mentioned about good friendship, about who to befriend, which inshallah I will touch upon later as well.
Inshallah, dear viewers, we're talking about the definition of friendship. And inshallah, there's a lot more to say, mashallah. Iftikhar bhai is still waiting to get into the conversation again, inshallah. Iftikhar bhai, so many things can be said regarding friendship and how we actually today, you know, we look, we want to make friends so that we can have some help, we can have some support, we can have some backing up. And it just seems to be that's all the friendship is there for. There's no, you know, when you spend time with these people, you won't, like Shahid Bhai mentioned this earlier as well, that you won't get there. There's no reminder in that time. The reminder of salah, the reminder of goodness, the mention of the zikr of Allah, the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And automatically one will realize that this person, he's not my friend. But sadly, even after that, we continue being with such people as well.
Jibril Hanan, that's a good point, because remember, when you're around friends, normally what you think of is a fun time. It's a time where you're having a laugh, having a joke, spending time with them, whether it's in restaurants, whether you're going abroad on holidays, or whether you're playing in the park. So friendships associated with good, when you're having lots of fun. So when you see that one individual by himself, he'll be very quiet. He'll be very isolated in a way. But now one of his two friends come around, then that bounce, that spring in the steps takes place.
Mm.
Now the same individual, you think he was, but now his friends are around him. So his character starts to change. He becomes a bit boisterous. He's daring, he could do something else. Put 3-4 more people into that crowd.
So,
now they've got the whole street awake.
Allah.
So these individuals and these youngsters, they're thinking that friendship, this is what friendship is. That is, we have to be in a big number, a big amount of us, a big group of us have to be going around. But remember, so do sheep, so do many animals that go around in big groups and flocks and herds.
Allah.
So it doesn't mean that this is a brilliant friendship. Now the same friends that you made a mistake, are they going to correct you? And the example that many a time that we give is that, think in school and college. School, it happens the most. When somebody puts a sticker on your back and they normally write on there, kick me. Yeah, or they write something silly on the back. Everybody's laughing. Even the ones that you were hanging around with outside, mm-hmm. them are friends. Even they laughing and sniggering. They won't remove it.
Yeah.
But your true friend, he'll come up to you and say, look, you got this on your back. He'll take it off for you. Like when we get a stain on our white clothes. You go to the masjid, you got a stain on your clothes. Everybody's sniggering, laughing, look at him. You know, he's got... But your friend will come and tell you that, remove this. So your true friends are the ones that they highlight your mistakes, they're there for you in your difficult times. And when you make a mistake, they help you and they guide you. And when you do make mistakes, they still appreciate you. They don't have that greed or that they want to take something from you. They're there in your difficult times, they're there in your good times. They're there for you, whatever. So when you say to youngsters today, how many friends you got? They say, I've got 100,000. Where did you get 100,000 from? They said, have you seen my status on profile on social media? I've got 100,000 friends.
Allah.
I said, have you ever met any of them? They say, no, we haven't met them. I said, are any of them going to come to your janazah? No, they live all over the world. I said, you know, your friends, the true ones, are the ones that are first there in your difficulty. Then your happiness, they're with you. Your 100,000, are they going to reach you? These friends that you have. So friendship that we have got, we have now made it such that we want big numbers. We think that if we got all these friends, it's better to have one loyal friend than to have those 100,000. And sometimes it's better to have no friend than to have bad friendship. So it's best, one brother was saying that when he used to go to university, that one of the things that made him successful in his studies was that his friends, he described them as clowns. He said they would go, they would clown around. And even when it used to be time to hand in their work, they would even take work off the wall. you know, the display work, and put it to the foreground, present that's the, because that was the level they were at. I used to be associated with them, but I used to make sure that I don't waste time and I don't want to fail like them, because I'm invested in my education, my family. So he said that I used to go alone, come home alone. 3 years I've done that, just to make myself successful. In that situation, to have no friends was better. But to have some friends, everybody wants friends. To say that I've got no friends is something that nobody wants to admit to. But what, even if you have one good friend, loyal friend, that person that's there for you, that helps you, that guides you, and when you do something wrong, he rectifies you. And when you go away from, they don't see you in the masjid anymore, they don't see you in the ijtima anymore, they don't see you going to Friday prayer anymore, he comes and he says, brother, you okay? I haven't seen you in the masjid. That honestly, that person must be number one on the list of friends for you. Because that individual has taken the effort out to not just come see how you are, but he knows that in your religious things you're getting weak. And those are the friends that they pull you back again. They say, look, listen, you were doing good before, but we need you like this. But at that time we think, no, I've got this going on and I've got no time. But they keep encouraging you. Truly, honestly, if you've got friends like that around you, and the second thing is when they give you good advice. You say to them that, look, brother, I'm going to go on holiday here. They say, look, listen, you're going to spend all this money and go holiday there, but why don't you go Umrah? Why don't you visit the blessed lands? Why don't you, alhamdulillah, azawajal, go to Makkah and Medina instead? And you think, yeah, that's brilliant. Why did I think of that? And then all these ideas are put into your head, and then you start to ponder and think about them. These are the type of friends, alhamdulillah, azawajal, or they take you to classes. You know, a lot of the brothers, alhamdulillah, I would thank them still even today if I see them, used to take us to classes. They say, brother, there's a 30-minute class taking place in the masjid. Do you want to come? There's a class after Asr prayer. There's a short study circle. Do you want to come? And they'll take you and they help you learn the religion. These people, honestly, they are those individuals that you should make dua for them all the time. You know, somebody that has done you any favor in your life, you should never forget them. My uncle used to say that somebody gave me water 40 years ago when I was going to school. I make dua for that individual for 40 years after prayer. So these people have put us on the path of piety. These people have helped us. And we should, inshallah, remember them in our duas. And then we should be likewise. Help people to come on the path of piety, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Shahid bhai, you must have many friends. And you must have an experience of some friendship or another, alhamdulillah. They are like Iftikhar bhai is mentioning, alhamdulillah. We all came in the mahal of Dawat Islami through good friendship. Even if you ask me, I remember the reason for me coming into the mahal of Dawat Islami was my friend. He invited me to come, let's go to this gathering that's happening. And I just tagged along. And today I'm sitting here, alhamdulillah, azawajal, with it was because of that friendship. That same friend could have invited me to the wrong way, but alhamdulillah, he's invited me to the ijtima of Dawat Islami, and that's where life changed.
See, friendship in this day and age is based on a lot of materialistic things. See, friends nowadays, they want to see what they can benefit from the next person. Friends in my young days, should I say, is a lot different, because we had value for one another. We used to respect each other. We used to look after one another. A sincere friend is one who considers his friend's honor to his own honor, and he does not destroy his friend's honor in his friend's absence. These are what friends should be like. Sincere friends, they do not pay attention to his friend's luxuries or his wealth or pleasures or what he can gain from there, but rather he would pay attention to his friend's good qualities and the good habits he has. Just to on this aspect, alhamdulillah, even to date, I'm still in contact with friends who I had from my secondary school, alhamdulillah. And mashallah, you know, they're all sensible, alhamdulillah, they come to the ijtimas of Dawat Islami as well. When I went to university, drifted away from my school friends, but alhamdulillah, I'm still back in touch with them as well. University friends, I think that teaches a person a lot of lessons in life. Because once a person is away from home, a person gets distracted in a lot of different ways.
His real reality comes out.
Yeah, because when a person's away from home, he's got all the freedom he wants. His parents, his brothers, no one's watching. So he could do what he wants. But a true friend will be the one who's going to help him and protect him from going on the wrong path. I remember one of my friends from university, alhamdulillah, I'm still in close contact with him as well, and I got to know his dad very well as well. He's the only son of his, he's got a sister, but he's the only son. And his dad, back in the days when I was at university, he says to me one thing, he goes, Shahid, let me tell you something. Form a relationship with your father in such a way that you are as friends, rather than being father and son, rather than having that restriction one another. If you have any problems, speak to your father openly, because your best friend is your father, who will be able to guide you and help you in things. And this is the way I am with my son. I speak to him openly, and he will speak to me openly, and we discuss things. As Harbhai mentioned earlier on, that having the open relationship with your father, the father needs to spend time with the son so that you can have the bond. Yes, there are certain restrictions as to, you know, what a father and son should be. There are limits. But if you cross those barriers, then the respect of the father goes and the respect of the son goes. There has to be that limit of barrier as well. Not completely remove the barrier. A son has to have that respect for his father. And likewise, the father has to respect his son's wishes in certain times. Sometimes, remember, you have certain matters that you cannot discuss with an older brother or a young brother or even your father. And you need to have that one particular friend who you can consult with in matters. And that is the real friend who will help you and guide you to the best of his ability. And when it comes to the knowledge seeking deen, you don't want to ask any other friend. You want to ask such a friend who has knowledge of deen. So you want to form friendship with scholars who know, who can guide you on the right path as well. Not that you can ask a friend who hasn't studied deen himself and you ask him for a particular aspect. Because if he hasn't studied, how are you going to learn? Therefore, you need to form friendship with those friends who know deen as well and who can help you and guide you in matters. Awesome. As you grow older, as you have more responsibilities in life, you need guidance on deen aspect as well. So therefore, have friends who are scholars of deen. Awesome. Once you have those friends, you will be, alhamdulillah, guided in the proper aspect of that. I remember the friend who brought me to the Salami. Alhamdulillah, I have a great Kudra Bhai.
Subhanallah.
I knew Kudra Bhai from school days.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. And I remember going to the Taravis in the one of the central masjids once and met Kudra Bhai there with MashaAllah, Madin Labas and Imam Sharif. And I was surprised to see him because I've come back from university back in the days. Awesome. And he invited me to the Ishtimaat of Dawud Islami. And I said, yes, okay, I'll come. Next day, he seen me again. He goes, make sure you come on Thursday. So, alhamdulillah, I attended. And that's where I met most of the brothers, alhamdulillah. And I've never looked back to it, alhamdulillah. You know, I mean, those friends in the Mahal of Dawud Islami, the friends I've made in Dawud Islami and the circle of friends who constantly remind me about namaz, constantly remind me of doing good deeds, constantly remind me of doing neki, constantly remind me of doing those actions which will benefit me in the hereafter. Not only me, but also I can teach my children as well and send my children to this environment.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, Shahid Bhai revealed some uniqueness there about our beloved Kudrat Bhai, MashaAllah. It was the means of, and this is good friendship. Good friendship brought the brother to the Mahal. Like this, many of us have come into the Mahal of Dawat Islami because of good friendship, alhamdulillah azawajal. Tihar Bhai, just quickly, the time's up, just a quick short Madani pool, inshallah, as well from yourself.
Jee, we mentioned regarding friendship, but there's a saying from of Imam Zainul Abideen. It's mentioned that he advised his son, Sayyidina Imam Baqir Ali Rahma, do not have the company of five types of people. And one of those people that were mentioned, do not have the company of a liar, because he's like a mirage, that he will make the thing that is near at a distance and the thing that is near near you at a distance. In other words, he will deceive you. So keeping the friendship of a liar is very dangerous.
Allah.
That person that we think is lying for fun or joking around, but that person in fact is doing great damage to you. So this kind of company should avoid.
We have many friends in life, and yet we still complain of having stress and problems. If you want those stress and problems to be removed away, come into the Ishtimaat of Dawud Islami. You'll make such friends
who will, inshallah, benefit you in this world and hereafter as well.
MashaAllah. For dear viewers of Mandi Channel, we were talking about definition of friendship. I'd just like to finish off with this saying of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullah alayhi, says, good company is better than good action, and bad company is worse than bad action. So the company you keep, the friendship you keep, make sure it's good. And keep on watching Mandi Channel, inshallah. Hopefully we'll join you again, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah.